You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by the Hive Group. In the digital world that we live in, information is so important, and being able to analyze that information can be the difference between the success and failure of your business, especially when you're looking at the marketing aspects of it. I'm joined on the line by the founder and CEO of the Hive Group, Yao Jomo, to take a look at the role of advertising and the role of technology in advertising. Good evening, Yao. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of marketing technology, the core functionalities that we see in the marketing space, and kind of how that has changed in the African continent over the last couple of years.
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you very much for having us. So the Hive Group has been around for 10 years. We started as a creative business, and we morphed into we brought in technology element. We use technology, but now we built the capacity via our MarTech stack, and we decided to split the business into two, the creative and the content part, which still remains Idea Hive. And then the Tech Hive is where all the fun and exciting stuff on AI, on technology, on insights and data and whatever you sit. So that is where we are. And the challenge for marketing practitioners, I think, for most of us has been such that we all think we can create content. We all think we can advertise a product, a service, or a solution. But the trick here is that we all have changed. We're not one homogeneous group. So what technology does is that it enables us to really understand our audiences properly, to segment them properly, and that to provide them with the right content at the right time, on the right platform, to the consumers or the audiences. And in so doing, it enables consumers to also make informed decisions on their purchases and buying decisions as well.
Yeah, when we look at the marketing landscape, obviously businesses that look to make use of marketing services, which essentially should be every business in the world today, typically each business has their own challenges or has their own little unique requirements from a marketing perspective. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing that businesses are facing when implementing these new marketing kind of tech solutions that don't necessarily serve them to the best of what they could be?
Yeah, I think the main challenge is understanding the role and importance of marketing technology and what value it will bring to their businesses. Right. So a case in point is, like I alluded to earlier, really understanding who your audiences are or your consumers and serving them properly on the right platform with the right offers on at the right time. So understanding that marketing technology is there to help you make these really difficult strategic decisions. The second thing, this is a massive, as we would all appreciate, cost of tech is really high. Right. So it's understanding that this is a long road that you're going to take, and that the return on investment is going to take a bit of time for you to realize that particular return on investment that you're seeking. So those are the two. And the third one is adaptation, because we don't understand it, because there are concerns and because of the complexities around making that particular decision, acquiring it and deploying it. And really ensuring that you sweat that particular asset to see your return on investment, which will be over a 3 to 5 years horizon, and sometimes maybe longer, it makes businesses a bit skittish when it comes to such investment, and that they would also then stay or stick to what they've been used to. But if you continue doing that, like I always say to my team and to clients, that it will sound crude, but you will die slow and painful death. It's really, you will lose your audiences, you will lose your market share, and by extension, you're going to be compromised on return on investment for your shareholders. So it's better to make these decisions upfront and amortize it over a period of time, so you could then see the return on investment over that particular horizon.
Let's look at the role of automation and artificial intelligence. Obviously, the marketing landscape now looks very, very different to what it did, say, 5-10 years ago. And that obviously filters into how businesses have to make decisions around the best strategies and the best ways forward. But the impact that technologies like AI and automation can have in bettering the business or in bolstering your overall strategy. Take me through some of the good benefits of having that in place.
Okay. So we all need it. As market brands need AI, brands need technology, right? First and foremost, you have to, as any business or any brand, from a marketing point of view, you have to invest in MarTech and a MarTech stack. That is marketing technology tools and processes, and you blend that with people. So that is very important. So invest in your MarTech stack. And MarTech stack is a function of what your business's strategic goals are. So it will work around data collection, around insights, around analytics, quantitative and qualitative analysis. And using all this information, so it's normally split into two. One part will look at creative efficiencies or content efficiencies. So we use a tool that enables us to really maximize return on investment on content and creative deployment. So instead of having a studio full of people, we have this tool that will then customize and ensure efficiencies on the content that we want to deploy or the particular creative that the client wants. So it ensures that there is efficiency, it ensures that there is agility, adaptability, and all those fine elements that you don't need to have a studio full of people. But these particular tools enable you to deploy these things at the speed of light, and also enables the creatives who are then doing this particular work to actually look for value-adding solutions to the client, for the brand, instead of sitting there and resizing stuff, right? So first and foremost, tech would enable efficiencies for you in a very massive way. The second thing it does, it enables you to really hone in on understanding your consumers. So you will be able to use AI to do social listening, to do community management, to be able to write the proper brand and campaign strategy and tactics, right? When you understand all these things from really understanding your consumer's point of view, you then be able to serve them with the right and appropriate content pieces at the right time. So unfortunately, if we don't, as a brand, if we don't stick to these sort of parameters or adapt these tools, you will be missing your consumers once again.
Don't miss your consumer. Make sure you target your marketing or you tailor your strategies to your client, to your businesses. And if you need any help, speak to the guys at Hive. They've probably got a solution waiting for you. Thank you so much, Yao. That was Yao Dromo, who is a founder and CEO at the Hive Group, joining me to take a look at the importance of technology in the world of marketing. This interview was brought to you by the Hive Group, where innovation meets communication and tech fuels creativity.
Welcome to the Hive Group, where innovation meets communication and technology fuels our creativity. We merge precision and brand communication through analytics, data, insights, and technology. Doing more, faster, from developing CRM systems and immersive online experience to automating content and social media marketing. The Hive Group. Communicate, elevate, innovate.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.